I'm Tower, and this is ATI's on Radio Hangar. We got word yesterday afternoon of a military training jet going down in rural Mississippi, and the good news came fast. Both crew members are alive. Let's get into what we know. A United States Navy T-45 Charlie Goshawk crashed at approximately 12:30 Central Time on May 26th on private farmland in Noxubee County, Mississippi. The aircraft was assigned to Training Air Wing 1, which operates out of Naval Air Station Meridian. Two crew members were on board, both ejected safely. Initial reports indicate they were recovered in good condition, though the Navy has not released their names or detailed medical status at this time. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, if you're not familiar with the T-45 Goshawk, here's what you need to know. It's a tandem-seat, carrier-capable jet trainer built by Boeing, though it traces its lineage back to the British Aerospace Hawk. The Navy and Marine Corps use it as the primary platform for intermediate and advanced jet training in what they call the undergraduate military flight training pipeline. If you're a naval aviator who ended up flying Hornets or Super Hornets or Growlers off a carrier deck, you almost certainly spent serious time in the T-45 First Training Air Wing 1 at Meridian. It's one of two primary jet training wings in the Navy. The other is Training Air Wing 2 down at Naval Air Station Kingsville in Texas. Between the two of them, they produce the bulk of the Navy's carrier-qualified jet pilots. So this is a busy operation with a lot of sorties going out every single day. Student pilots in the front seat, instructor pilots in the back. The training includes formation, flying instruments, air-to-air intercepts, carrier qualification work, and navigation flights that take these jets out over a wide area of the southeastern United States. Noxubee County sits in the eastern part of Mississippi, not far from the Alabama border. It's mostly rural, farmland, timber, small communities, and that's actually significant here, because when a military jet comes down, where it comes down matters enormously. A crash on open farmland is a very different outcome than a crash in a populated area. There are no reports of injuries on the ground, no reports of structural damage to buildings. That is the second piece of good news in this story. The headline doesn't tell the whole story when it comes to ejection. Punching out of a jet aircraft is not a routine event. It is a violent, high-risk emergency procedure that subjects the human body to extraordinary forces. The Martin Baker ejection seats in the T-45 are among the most proven systems in the world, but even a successful ejection can result in spinal compression injuries, fractures, and soft tissue damage. The fact that both crew members are reported safe is a testament to the engineering of that seat and to their training. Navy aircrew practice ejection procedures relentlessly in simulators and ground trainers, and when the moment comes, that muscle memory is what gets you through the sequence. Now, the Navy has not released a cause, and I want to be clear about that. At this stage, anything beyond what has been officially stated is speculation. The investigation will be handled by a safety board, and those investigations are thorough. They'll look at maintenance records, flight data, weather conditions, pilot actions, and mechanical systems. It takes time. Months, sometimes longer. What we know right now is that the aircraft went down, both crew got out, and the area on the ground was clear. This affects you if you fly in the southeastern United States near military training areas. The T-45 fleet operates out of Meridian and Kingsville, and their training routes and military operating areas extend over large swaths of Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas. If you're flying general aviation in those regions, you're sharing the sky with fast-moving military traffic. They are often below flight level 200, sometimes much lower, and they are moving at speeds that close the distance between sea and avoid contacts very quickly. This is a good reminder to keep your transponder on. Make sure you're talking to approach control when you can, and stay alert when you're transiting near published military operating areas. Check your sectional charts. Those MOAs and restricted areas are there for a reason, for the broader T-45 fleet. This incident will likely prompt a temporary operational pause or at minimum a safety stand down at Training Air Wing 1 while the initial facts are gathered. That's standard procedure after a Class A mishap, which is what any hull loss is classified as. It does not necessarily mean there is a fleet-wide problem. It means the Navy takes every loss seriously and wants to make sure there's no systemic issue before resuming normal flight operations. The T-45 has been in service since the early 1990s. It replaced the T-2 Buckeye and the TA-4 Skyhawk in the training role. Over its 3+ decades of service, it has had its share of incidents, including a well-documented period of oxygen system problems that led to physiological episodes among student pilots. Those issues were eventually addressed, but they highlighted the complexity of operating a high-performance jet trainer at the tempo the Navy requires. The fleet is aging, and the Navy has been working toward a replacement under the Undergraduate Jet Training System program, but that is still years away from operational status. What I keep coming back to in a story like this is the ejection. Two people are alive today because a system worked the way it was designed to. The aircraft is gone. You can build another airplane, you cannot replace the people inside it. Every piece of safety equipment in every cockpit, military or civilian, exists for the day when everything else has failed. For those of us in general aviation, we may not have ejection seats, but we have shoulder harnesses, we have emergency locator transmitters, we have flight plans on file, and people who know where we're going. Use all of it. Every flight. Reporting on this one came from the Aviationist and Early Navy Public Affairs Statements. More at RadioHangar.com. Both crew members are home tonight. That's the only headline that matters. I'm Tower. Fly safe.